This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Do you ever feel like your life spinning out of control? You don't know where you're going or how to get there if you did. Generally, many of us live like that. We give ourselves first priority. We go after the material things that loom large in life, and we give small attention to the spiritual things of life. Today, people are not against talking about spirituality, but we kind of think, well, these spiritual things can look after themselves. I'm reminded that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 in the Bible, more than anything else, put God's work first and do what he wants, and then the other things will be yours as well. I like that statement because God expects us to work and live while centering our life on him and his kingdom. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to go after other things, but we don't need to spend all our time and energy on spiritual things. There's a difference between concern and focus. But what Jesus is saying here is you really need to establish a priority. Let your first priority, he said, be following me. If you do that, then other things will follow. God's priorities. When Dr. Criswell was pastor of the largest Southern Baptist church in the world, he was preaching at another Baptist church called the North Shore Baptist Church in Chicago. And after the service, he was entertained at the home of one of the church deacons. And this man's name was James L. Kraft, K-R-A-F-T. And he was the superintendent of their Sunday school. But amazingly, he was the same man who founded the Kraft Foods, you know, the cheese. James Kraft was saying that as a young man, he had a desire to be the most famous manufacturer and salesman of cheese in the world. He wanted to be rich and famous by making and selling cheese. Well, as a young guy, he had a little buggy that he had a pony called Paddy, and Paddy would pull this buggy. So after making his cheese, he'd load the wagon and he and Paddy would go down the streets of Chicago to sell the cheese. And as the months passed, he really felt in despair. He wasn't making any money, worked long hours. And one day he pulled his pony to a stop and said to the pony, "Paddy, there's something wrong. We're not doing it right. I'm afraid we've got things turned around. Our priorities are not where they ought to be. Maybe we ought to serve God and put him first in our lives." So this young man, Kraft, went home, made a covenant with God that for the rest of his life he would first serve God and work as God directed. And many years after that, Dr. Criswell, who was talking to the older James Kraft, said, "I would rather be a layman in this church than to head the greatest corporation in America because my first job is serving Jesus." James Kraft died in 1953, aged 78. I thought this is a tremendous example of a man who put first things first. C.S. Lewis wrote the words, "Put first things first and we get second things thrown in, but put second things first and we lose both the first and second things." And that makes sense to me. There are many distractions, many demands. It can be confusing, but I'm saying today, and the message of the Bible is clear, let God into every area of your life and you'll be amazed how he will guide and help you. Enjoying the best life possible isn't about what you can get, but it's about who or what directs your life. And that's because whatever force has its first place in your life will actually drive your decisions and shape your future. So if you decide to make your relationship with God first in your life, then, as Jesus said, everything else will naturally fall into place in the right order, and you'll save yourself a lot of heartache. So I believe that's the primary reason why we're here, first and foremost, to know God, to have a relationship with him, and to come into fellowship with God. Heavenly Father, this morning, we do admit sometimes we don't put you first, but the idea is to put first things first, to put you first. Help me to do that really well today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.